human voice in all its shadings, settings, and moods. The first original instrument and a most powerful expression of heart and soul. This is Vox Choral on SiriusXM Symphony Hall.
There are many nice things about this season, and of course, one of my favorite things is that vocal and choral music are very important and very prevalent. Here we are the weekend before Christmas, and we can turn to some wonderful German material. We'll turn from the 19th century to the Renaissance and back, and we'll begin with some fabulous early music. Now, the ensemble that was created by one of the original members of the New York Pro Musica, Frederick Renz, which now goes by the name Early Music New York, well, they do a series of concerts at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. This year was celebrating their fabulous Bohemian Christmas program. And over the years, they've done a Baroque Christmas that we get to hear on Baroque and Beyond, and they've done Renaissance America and so forth. This is the one, the program called Nova, a Medieval Christmas, and it kind of gives us the musical heart of the season, I do believe. Here is Frederick Renz and the Early Music New York Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Oh. Thank you. In annalis umi regis, quis quis cantas libre regis, omnia vega viro, casti capis non vedo, prodi plenus datus homo, mundi pro remedio. Casta natum demo et novum regia novas et novum monster vanio, tribus
Thank you. A new star that appeared to the world when the joyous king was born, stood at the center of the whole world to give light to the people. The three wise ones saw it, and soon they recognized it. They said, "Born is salvation, God the Father omnipotent." Each one with his realm began to follow it, with rich offerings to give praise, for it was very beautiful. They turned away from the star, and straight they came upon Herod, and brought him such tidings as made him very sorrowful. And Herod said to them that he would know from them where the Messiah was born, who was coming as king. They said, "He is born a kindly king, whose empire includes every kingdom. In the heaven a sign has appeared that he is truly born." The king was very angry and wrangled with the wise men. "Tell me immediately where he is born." They gathered their wits. In a prophecy, they saw that in Bethlehem was born the one who gives light to the people.
Nova, a medieval Christmas with Early Music New York, conducted by Frederick Renz, one of their wonderful programs they give annually up at the Metropolitan Museum in New York City. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. This is Vox Choral, and an absolute favorite time of the year. These Sundays of Christmas, we'll keep the 12 days of Christmas alive and have our Spend New Year's program, our wonderful celebrations that are part of the season musically. And one of the things we've done over the years is look at the great contributions, particularly from the 19th century in Germany. We'll hear Hugo Dissler's Christmas Story from the 20th century in a bit, and we'll go back to the Renaissance with the fabulous Praetorius Mass for Christmas Morning. But an album that came out a few years ago by the Rias Chamber Choir, when they were conducted by the late Uwe Gronoste, was of German Romantic Christmas music. I'm going to put together a little set for you here, noting they have a brand new album out dedicated to Christmas, and the recording features some of the settings of Christmas material by their former conductor, Uwe Gronoste.